Howdy friends, welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I was sure sad to hear the news this week that a friend of mine had moved on to a new range. I didn't know Ken Sawyer as well as I would have liked, but what little I did know, I liked a lot. I happen to be privileged to be acquainted with several cowboy pastors and consider this a blessing of the part of the world that I live in and the circles I get to ride. Ken had invited me and some friends to be a part of a service at his church many years ago. He let us in during daylight, but we were on our own getting out, and the trip home was quite a bit longer. I remember it being a fun program, but don't ask me to pronounce the name of the Swedish church or ask directions how to get there. It may be hard to believe, but there are still a few roads in Custer County that I haven't traveled. Ken loved being a cowboy and loved the Lord even more. And somehow that combination led him into 31 years as a pastor at a rural church. When I introduce a poem of mine, I often mention that the circuit riding preachers who witnessed to the cowboys came from all backgrounds. These men were sometimes referred to as sky pilots by the cowboys. Some were trained in seminaries, and others just loved the Lord and wanted to share the good news of what Jesus had done for them and for all of us. My friend Ken was a wonderful example of what that should look like. On the ranch, it's where decisions are made. Of a life been lived and dues been paid. Where every animal is judged to determine its fate by the hand that swings the sorting gate. Boys, I'm no sky pilot. I punch cows to draw my pay. Yet I believe there's a reason the Lord has allowed our trails to cross today. I don't understand life's mysteries, but one thing I can state, when we go to that last roundup, there will be a sorting gate. We are created by a perfect God who can tolerate no sin, and only those who ride for Jesus' brand, heaven's gate will enter in. Because God made him, who knew no sin, to be the sin for us, so that through him we might become God's own righteousness. The price was paid upon the cross for our victory in the end. No greater love has any man than to give his life for a friend. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The devil and his legions are spreading pain and strife and saying, it's all a lie, boys. Wait and see. We prepare the horse for battle, but victory is for the Lord. Open up his book, study his word, and it will be your sword. Not all who are crying out, Lord, Lord, are living by his ways, and their hearts are just as black as the mavericks, slicks, and strays. The herds, they will be gathered. They'll be there from every land, with the purpose of determining ownership by brand. For some the trail is long and winding, for some it's short and straight. But it is who you know, not what you know, when you reach that sorting gate. The sheep will enter through the gate, the goats still haven't learned. The chaff is sorted from the grain, and the chaff will all be burned. If you're wondering of my motives, I'm talking as a friend, because I care which way the gate swings when we reach the trail's end. So cowboy, open up your heart and let your Savior in, because the cards are stacked against you, and without him you can't win. Someday we'll ride beside still waters where those lush green meadows grow, and a gate will swing and a voice will ring, Father, these are ones I know. I have complete confidence that my friend Ken is with the Lord right now, and that this is far better than anything we could ever imagine. My prayers go out to his family and friends who will miss him greatly. I'm very grateful to have known him and for the trail he marked as he rode on ahead. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, that he is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.